All right, coming up in 15 minutes, Musical Musers. Gordo is our host this week. And tonight is the best All-Star game of any of the All-Star games. It's Major League Baseball's Midsummer Classic. So we have a phone number for Nolan Ryan. We thought we would give Nolan a call this morning and talk to him because he pitched in a lot of them. He was a many, many, many time All-Star.
Nolan Ryan, cellular phone.
Hey, Nolan, it's the Musers on the ticket.
Oh, God, what do you guys want to talk to me about?
Well, tonight's the All-Star game. We thought you might have some All-Star game memories.
Well, I don't want to be bothered. I'm not thinking about that right now. I'm just sitting up here in Yellowstone in my natural hot tub.
You're up in Yellowstone?
Yeah, and I'm eating a little Mexican food.
Okay.
What you got?
A Mexican free-tail bat. just gnawing on its wings while drinking a little rainwater. What you two up to?
Well, just doing the show.
Well, probably in an air-conditioned studio somewhere.
Yeah,
sure enough.
Unlike me, he's probably the most badass man you've ever known.
That may be true. You like to live off the land, don't you?
I do, and I think that's the way that God intended us to do it. And I doubt either of you two have ever killed your own clothes.
No.
Clothes, no.
I doubt if you've ever mated with your female in a herd of Cape Buffalo.
No.
No.
And I seriously doubt you've ever eaten a calf as it's being born.
What? Nope.
The way God intended it.
Can't say that I have.
About as weak as God lets walk the earth. That's the truth.
We're just calling to talk baseball.
Spent more time in a Starbucks than you spent in the wilderness, right?
I don't know about that.
Can't make a fire. Can't hypnotize a fish into your frying pan.
That may be true, too.
But so the All-Star game's going to be tonight, and it's good to see Joey Gallo representing the Rangers
organization.
So you
yes.
got to see that last night?
Yeah, I saw it. Saw some of the highlights that I hired a court sketch artist to draw for me because I don't watch TV. I can only look at drawn pictures.
Gosh, what a beatdown.
And it looked like he did pretty good from the court sketches I saw.
Well, yeah, I guess. He lost in the first round, but he was there.
Well, but he can hit. And I tell you, I've always admired home run hitters. Of course, not when they're against me.
Right.
But I was actually a pretty good hitter, and a lot of people don't remember that. They remember me more for my pitching.
Yes, of course.
And I want to say just up front here, this Ohtani is a fraud.
What?
Whoa, why?
You mean a fraud?
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say fraud, but let's not go overboard praising him. I threw about, 7 or 9 no-hitters, something like that.
Yeah, 7.
And I always wanted to hit in the lineup. They just wouldn't let me. So I think I could have been just as good as him at hitting and pitching.
Huh, okay.
I'm a hell of a hitter. I can hit an elk with a piece of pinion at 40 yards.
Well, we saw you hit a little bit when you were at the Astros, in the National League, and you were okay, but you weren't Babe Ruth or anything.
I wasn't really trying at that time, I was. They had kind of defeated me on that hitting front there because they told me no so many times in my career about hitting and. But I hit around 300 in the majors.
Okay.
Whoa.
Look that up.
I did that one time when I hit Robin Ventura in the noggin about 300 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brought up once again.
Great moment.
You remember that, George?
I do remember that. Yeah.
That's just a placeholder name because I'm not sure of either of your two names.
You got that right. Yeah.
But old Robin Ventura. I'd love to see him take a charge of me right now.
You think you could still take him?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, after in the stand, I may be 75 years old, but I just wrestled a grizzly bear to the ground 2 weeks ago.
I believe it.
And the only I just realized, despite the fact that I have to get a court sketch artist to draw me pictures from TV, right. I have a cell phone.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Just now struck me as odd. But I've already dropped about 3 cell phones down here in this this hot tub that I'm in here in Yellowstone.
Yeah.
that fell off the shelf down under the water and sunk about 300 yards down.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, that may not be allowed in a national park. They may get you out of that.
Well, I have the all-time strikeout exemption from the federal government bathe in national parks.
Isn't that like dangerous boiling water? It's not like
it is. It's over 200 degrees, right up under 212.
Damn.
So you have to have pretty tough skin to, you know,
I guess so.
The bathing in here. But since I only bathe once a year, I have to make my yearly pilgrimage up here to Yellowstone to get my yearly bath. So, you know, I really got to count.
Yeah, sure enough.
Sure enough. Well, let's wish the who's representing the Rangers again?
They got 3. Got three players tonight.
That's almost surprising to me, seeing as how that punk-ass John Daniel is still involved in the Rangers.
Well, you'd be happy to know they're like 18 games back.
And I bingoed there, by the way.
Well, with punk-ass John Daniels, he is. I tell you what, one of these days I'm going to wrap his tricycle around his neck.
Okay. All right, Nolan, we got to let you go. Right, thanks for the time, though, this morning.
All right, morning.
Oh, there he goes.
There's Nolan. It's 8:47 on the ticket. Gordo takes over for Musical Musers next.